This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
What do you do when your spouse wants another child, but you don't? Got a message from a listener named Brian who says him and his wife have a 7-year-old daughter, and now his wife wants another child, but for him, it's just out of the question. So I thought we could use some help on this one today. So joining us once again on the show is local mental health therapist, our friend Bridget Lucchesi, to help break down Brian's message and answer any questions you guys might have as well. Hi, good morning, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
We could really use your help on this one this morning, Bridget. I'll go ahead and read the message we got from Brian this morning. It says, good morning, guys. My wife and I are huge fans of the show. In a situation right now, trying to get some insight from other parents or listeners, we had our daughter seven years ago. My wife is 100% sure she wants to take her birth control out in a few weeks and prepare for a second child. We have very supportive families on both sides that live close to each other. Our daughter was extremely easy to raise so far. Even the newborn stage was easier than I could have ever imagined. Rarely cried, slept through the night, mostly. It's been a blessing. I'm now in a good, very secure job. I've scraped by like a dog all my 20s to get where I'm at today. But I'm scared of adding more finances that come with another child. I love my daughter. I can't imagine giving time to another child. I just can't. And I'm afraid that I'm so close to having money in my pocket again and a bit of a personal time gained back that it just seems really counterproductive to my financial and personal goals. To be fair, I knew my wife wanted at least 2 children from the time I met her. She stresses that she couldn't be complete as a woman without one more, but I really don't know what to do. I think I might be stressing because I'm just trying to look out for us from a financial point of view. These are tough times in the U.S., and I feel it. Okay, Bridget.
He's just not wrong.
Well, he's not wrong about that. I mean, Bridget, have you been in situations like this where you've talked to people where one person wants another child, the other doesn't?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, when you first meet, these are kind of the big things that you have to enter the marriage with agreement on, right? So when you think about the big things that people really need to talk about, you know, religion, children, finances, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully those are things that you enter the marriage in agreement. It sounds like that they did. I think that what I hear in his message is a couple of things. One is that there's some fear of finances, and there's also some fear of time and goals changing. Mm-hmm. So, and being able to do some things. And it sounds like they had a great baby and a great child in mm-hmm. terms of there's never bad babies, but they had an easy child that slept through the night. And he has fears of it being different, which it probably would be, right? Because all children are different. So I think that resentment is one of the big things that come up in marriages. And they're really relationship killers. So I think that they would really, this could be something that could cause a lot of marriage problems. So I think they need to sit down. If they can't work it out together, come in and talk to a professional, because this could be something that could really cause a big problem in their marriage. And look at the pros and cons together. And usually the cons may be fears, and then think about what are the solutions to those. I know that he said that they have family nearby. So from a financial perspective, could they sit down with a financial person, and, you know, I could get them in touch with people. A lot of people think financial folks are only for the wealthy, but I know a lot of folks out there that work with all different people in terms of income, and
oh, sure.
help them look at their finances versus just fears, and turn it into, you know, what does your projection of income look like together? Is she working? He talked about a lot about him scraping. Is it a two-income family? And is it just fear, or is there affordability there? And then what are the things that they could look at in terms of their family helping out? And does he really, he talks about, you know, if it is a difficult child, is that something he's going to have resentment for? If it's a child that doesn't sleep through the night.
Yeah. And listen,
so
I have,
those are things.
I have friends, Bridget, who were almost, the resentment that they have towards their spouses because of the fact that they were pressured into having more kids when they didn't want them. And that came up, and I agree with you. Usually this is a conversation you should probably have before marriage. The situation they were in is their significant other saw their family or friends having another child, and they desperately wanted to be a mom all over again, convincing their spouse, hey, let's have one more, let's have number three, let's have number four. And then they feel worn down because now they're working extra hard for that extra income to feed another a mouth. And I see where the resentment would come in. Yes, you can have that conversation in the beginning, but sometimes things come up.
Right.
In a situation like that, how do you compromise?
I think you really have to sometimes sit down with a professional and help you work through it if you really can't work it out together, because there will be resentments, and resentment is a relationship killer.
Yeah, it is.
It truly is. And so sometimes if you can't work it out together, you do need to seek someone to help you work it out, because you have to be able to come to an agreement where you both feel good about it.
Right.
And sometimes you're not able to do that. I think the pros and cons list, you know, you really draw a line down and say, what are your pros and cons? And like I say, a lot of times the cons are fears.
Yeah.
Let's look at those fears. What do we need to seek to are those fears really, are we able to overcome those? Mm-hmm. Are they just fears, or are they reasonable and something we need to look at? And a lot of times you can then talk about the feelings. What are the feelings? You know, are they things that both of us can talk through? And then as you begin to work through it, a lot of times people will come to an agreement on whether or not they want to continue. In this situation, their daughter is 7.
Yeah.
And so by the time they have another child, potentially, it really is like having another family,
yeah.
right? It's like a second family. So I'm not sure what the situation is in terms of their age, or the reason is that they waited and all of those things. So there's a lot more questions that I have in this situation, but I think those are things that I would ask is, you know, are their families going to support and help them if financially, like with daycare, like the two families live nearby, are they going to support and help them in that? Like have them write things out and see if that's something that they both are willing to do. If the baby's crying at night, are they both going to support that? If they're not, what's that going to look like? Is mom going to get up and do that since dad doesn't really want to do that if he doesn't? And so they have to be agreeable, because if you enter not one of them not wanting a child, that's not going to work out.
Right.
But also on the other side, if mom told him, yeah, I want two kids, and he entered the marriage knowing that, then she's going to be resentful.
Correct.
So they
of
really
course.
Have to work. They have to work this out and really talk through it and come up with a decision that both feel good about. And it may be that, you know, sometimes in these situations, it comes to, we can't agree upon this.
Yeah.
And we have to dissolve the marriage and move forward. Like, that does happen sometimes.
Correct.
Brian's wife did make it very clear in the beginning. And he said, look, in her defense, to be fair, I knew my wife wanted at least two children from the time I met her. She stresses that she couldn't be complete as a woman without one more. We had a message coming in from a listener that said a child is not something you can compromise on. You can't have half a child unless both parents want a kid. They shouldn't have one. And unfortunately, it is something that causes divorce. You can go to therapy all you want, but if he is set on having another baby and you are set on not having one or vice versa, there's not much that can be accomplished here.
Well, what can be accomplished is that in therapy, you can determine whether or not those things can be overcome both ways. You can really look at your feelings and determine those things. Are they fears? Are they able to be overcome? And then she's right. At the end of that, you're able to determine if we can't come to terms with it, then we may need to dissolve the marriage if I want another child. But then you're able to look back and say to yourself, you know what? We tried everything we could. We looked at it. We tried to overcome our fears. We tried to determine whether or not this is workable.
Yeah.
You know, just like I've said before, you kind of earn yourself out of a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say, oh, okay. But you look at everything and try to make those determinations, and then you see whether or not this is workable or not. Can we work through some of these fears? Can we come to an agreement where we both feel good about having a baby, or we both feel good about not having a baby?
Right.
And
right.
If we can't feel good about either of those options, then what do we do?
It's not going to be fair to the, it's not going to be fair to the child to bring them into the world if the two parents don't have a strong relationship about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot.
I totally agree.
Have you, Bridget, seen couples dissolve the marriage because of a situation like this?
Yes.
Wow.
It's got to be heartbreaking considering you already have a child and you're breaking up because you want another child in the picture and the other person doesn't. That's really, really tough. Those are the things that scare me about marriage the most.
Yeah, it's sad because I think you know, there's that maternal instinct sometimes in women that really have this, especially I've seen it when they want, you know, a child, right?
Right.
I've seen that a lot where they're like, listen, I entered this marriage wanting children and you agreed to that and now you don't. So this is a deal breaker for me.
Right.
But I have also seen it that, listen, I wanted a larger family and you knew that. I didn't. This isn't what I wanted, and I was very clear on that.
Correct.
And people have very strong feelings about that. And so, yes, I have seen it. And I think it's hard for men sometimes and to understand what it's like for women, because some women have some very strong feelings about that. And then I think it's hard sometimes for women to understand men, because men many times, and I know that's changing now because women are working now.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure that comes with it.
From a provider standpoint,
correct.
A lot of, you know, years ago it was the men were the providers, but nowadays women are working.
Right.
And women are providing for themselves.
Everybody needs to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys are just tuning in right now, we're talking with local mental health therapist, our friend Bridget Lucchesi, who is helping break down Brian's message where he does not want another child, but his wife does, and they already have a 7-year-old.
Talking about all options, and we appreciate you coming on every time you do. It's very insightful and helpful to a lot of our listeners who may be going through something similar, so we thank you for that as well.
Yeah, and Bridget, you did say that as of right now, the best option here for Brian and his wife might be definitely seeking help from a professional and going to therapy.
Just an outside opinion, so they're not so inside, and so, you know, married to their own feelings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then they could first try the pros and cons list on their own and then flip the cons to what are the solutions. And then talk about the solutions and talk about their feelings on their own, what those resentments might look like. You know, are there ways to overcome the finances? What are their feelings about, he said, goals that he wanted to do, having some personal free time? What could that look like? Is it workable where they could work with their families, extended families on that? And then if they can't come to a full resolution where they both feel 100% good about it, then definitely seek therapy for it.
There you go. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bridget, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and get Brian in touch with you. And I really appreciate you coming on. And where can people find you if they'd like to get some help from you as well?
My number is 585-905-1685.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Bridget. We'll be in touch. Thanks for your time today. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. Another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning. I love Lola Young. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What is one thing we just will not do on this show, Breezy?
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it. We never do. An 18-year-old is facing charges after New York State police say he was behind the wheel of a stolen Kia that troopers chased on the city's north side. The chase started around 2:30 p.m. when troopers tried to pull over a car that was reported stolen yesterday, and the chase went through several streets and ended up on Glenwood Avenue off Lake Ave after troopers used a tire deflation device.
Not the spikes.
They had to use the spikes. They call it a tire deflation device, but we know it's the spikes.
It's spikes.
They threw the spikes. I've always wanted to use one of those.
They threw the spikes. They did.
My buddy is a trooper. We graduated high school together. He promised me he would take me on a ride along. I said, "Do you think I would have an opportunity to use the spikes?" He goes, "I
don't
really
think
hope
so.
Not.
I don't think so."
So, anyways, police say they chased down city resident Javonte Webb after he ran from the car. Webb is charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and several traffic infractions. Police also say Webb has an active Monroe County Sheriff's Office warrant out for his arrest. They're working to learn if he's the same individual who was accused of breaking the windows of multiple cars at a Henrietta church during Christmas Eve midnight mass.
Ooh.
There's a possibility.
Yikes.
We'll learn.
Not great.
Yeah. Nothing else going on? Nothing else you could be doing?
Nothing.
This happened in January.
Like, isn't your homework due?
An 11-year-old was involved. They found him hiding behind a tree in Pittsburgh. Like, just scared to death. I'm like, dude, come on. Go home.
Right.
All right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Hozier live in concert at CMAC on July 13th. These are the tickets everyone seems to want, and we want to see how big of a fan you really are with Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I will play a song by Hozier. We're going to stop the music. If you can finish the lyrics correctly to these two songs, you're going to the show July 13th at CMAC. Caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We're giving you guys a chance to see Hozier live in concert at CMAC on... when is it, Breeze?
July 13th.
At CMAC. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to play Finish the Lyrics. Just how big of a fan are you? Breezy and I were going to play a song, Stop the Music. If you finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to go to CMAC on July 13th. Let's go to the phones really quick. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee.
Renee, are you nervous?
I am so nervous.
All right.
Oh my God, you're going to crash.
You're caller 8! All right, listen, here's how we're going to do this, Renee. I'm going to give you a chance. You got two songs here. You got to get both of them correct. Do you have what it takes? How big of a fan are you? Are you ready for song number one?
Going to try.
All right, don't be nervous.
You're going to kill it.
You got this. You're going to crush it. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
While in this world, I think I'll take my...
You're too sweet for me.
One on the board. Okay, Renee.
One more to go.
We got one more to go. Let me ask you something. If you win this, who would you take with you to the show?
My girlfriend, Rachel.
All right.
Oh.
I hope Rachel's listening right
Rachel's
now.
Rachel's like, you better get this, Renee.
I know. It's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure. All right. Song number two. In 3, 2, 1.
And you're not.
You got it! You're going to the show!
Oh my God, thank you!
Nice job, Renee. See, you were nervous. You were running to the bathroom. I was like, you know, just chill. Just relax.
You're going to crush.
I thought you were going to pick, like, deep cuts off of something. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, we're very surface level here on PXY.
Oh, God. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
You're so welcome. A pair of tickets. Two Hosier at CMAC July 13th. And we got more chances for you guys to win these again coming up tomorrow morning. Renee, stay right there. Who's the only station in the city hooking you up with Hosier?
98.5.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.